Well, now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills for her monthly book review. So, which book have you chosen for us this time, Margaret?
I've chosen This Is Going to Hurt, Secret Diaries of a Junior Doctor by Adam Kay.
So, unlike your previous selections, this is obviously a non-fiction, is that
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
So, come on, you've got to tell us more about this.
Right, well, this, you won't be surprised to know that Adam Kay was a junior doctor.
Right.
For 6 years, actually. He's now left the profession and he works as a writer and comedian.
Right.
Many doctors go into comedy, don't they?
Well, I'm thinking about dismembered people.
You know, Harry Hill. And
oh, yeah, I've forgotten.
Paul Sinha.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. I hadn't realised some of these people were actually doctors. There you are.
Absolutely. Yeah, and what happened was that Adam, as part of his medical studies, as all doctors do, was asked to keep a reflective practice diary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the idea is that on a shift-by-shift basis, you note down learning points and so on. And, you know, how much of this is absolutely factual and how much is a little bit embroidered is questionable.
Yes.
And I think anyone who reads it will have their own opinion. But it's been quite a contentious book, a lot of publicity. I found it absolutely hilarious in places.
Right.
Laugh out loud hilarious. That I know what that says about me, but anyway.
Other people's misfortunes
are
always funnier than one's own. Yeah.
And, but deeply, deeply disturbing in other parts and eye-opening. Well, it certainly opened my eyes to what goes on in the NHS. I do feel, having read it, that this book should be compulsory reading for every politician.
Right. And do you also think it should be compulsory reading for anybody thinking of going into the medical profession?
Yes.
Right.
I do. And as long as they read it thinking, you know, this guy is writing for publication, obviously, I'm sure there is, well, we all know, we read the newspapers, we listen to the media, there's a great deal of truth.
Yes.
In what he says. You know, when you're writing a book, you do have to tweak.
Of course you
certain
do.
Bits.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's a very interesting read.
So was it well written and an easy read?
I think it was well written and I think it was an easy read. He obviously, when he wrote it, he wasn't a writer by profession. I understand he's now written another book, well, he has, called The Night Shift. It was The Night Shift Before Christmas.
Right. And we assume it's the same sort of... I assume this is a really funny book from what you...
Yeah, I haven't read that. Now, whether he's sort of come on a stage...
Yes.
...since writing Secret Diaries, I don't know. Be interesting to read it and find out.
But the Secret Diaries, anyway, as you say, it's snippets, so...
Yeah, yeah.
So was that easy to follow?
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Yeah, because he gives you some background.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, nobody's named.
No, well...
you know, in the book. But, he does. You don't have to have any background medical knowledge to understand. It's not that sort of book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not suddenly launching into huge, great technical terminology. Because I think that would make people switch off completely.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he gives you some of the background and I found it quite eye-opening to see the self... I'm going to be very diplomatic now. The self-inflicted injuries that people turn up in A&E with. Didn't I do that well?
You did. I think I'm going to have to read the book now. I know this.
You know, sometimes I surprise myself.
But it sounds like one or two other people surprised themselves with what they did.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think the greatest asset, probably for an A&E doctor, is the ability to keep a straight face. So that would let me out, apart from anything else, straight away. But on a serious note, it gave me, although, yes, it is very flippant in places, and a lot of people won't like that flippancy, because I think there's a perception that the medical profession is sort of a divine calling.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people feel a bit shocked and horrified to think that somebody's looking at this humorously. I would say that in all caring professions, police, fire service, medical service, making jokes is a coping mechanism.
I'm sure it is.
You have to have a sense of humour. Yeah. I mean, there's a saying, isn't there, in the police, if you haven't got a sense of humour, you shouldn't have joined.
We used to have that I was as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you've got to have, otherwise, I think within a couple of months in the job, you'd be on your knees. So I think that will upset some people, definitely. But it left me with huge admiration for medical personnel and this feeling that I don't know how they do it. I could never do it, what they do. And I am very admiring of them for what they do, whether they be nurses, doctors, ward staff, whatever.
Now, from what I've seen, when the book was released a couple of years ago, it was widely lauded for the infusion of comedy, whilst also spreading awareness of the lives of junior doctors. But there were also some very fiercely critical comments. Which camp were you in then?
Well,
would you recommend it as good holiday reading?
I wouldn't be fierce in my comments, because my view is, you know, he's got to find a form of light, like all doctors, that you've got to find a little bit of light relief in there. Doesn't mean to say you care any the less. In fact, you could say that people that can find a little bit of light relief care more and may be better doctors for it. I mean, the book isn't without a background of sadness, because Adam left the medical profession after a particular incident that occurred, and decided, for better or worse, he couldn't cope with it anymore. And it's always sad when somebody's given 6 years of their life, longer if you factor in medical school, to a profession and then given up, you know? But I didn't fall in the camp of being critical because of the humour. Not at all. I felt that, you know, he'd written very, very honestly in places, you know, the honesty hits you between the eyes, which is another reason why I think this should be compulsory reading for those who govern us.
I picked this out particularly because I did read one strong critical point where the critic moaned that this man was a nasty piece of work.
No.
So you think that's very unkind?
I think it's unfair. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the person has their reasons for saying that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't... Everything about books is subjective, and everyone will bring their own ideas, their views, their background, their feelings to this book. Mm. And you may have had experiences with the medical profession that will make you look at the book in a particular way. I wouldn't dream of criticising anyone for that. But for me, and I think there will be others, you know, the book was eye-opening. It was a very, very funny read in places. It's not screamingly funny all the way through, you know.
But it is in parts, because you just fell about.
Hilariously funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But very eye-opening. I think even if you feel, like I did, oh, I know a bit anyway about what goes on.
Yes.
You've got a lot to learn when you read this book.
Now, I mean, the one guy says that he's rude, arrogant, condescending, hates his job, moans about his pay, his patients and his colleagues, and he speaks about his patients as if they were beneath contempt.
Yeah, and he didn't even make consultant yet. Oh, sorry. Any consultants out there, apologise. No, I mean, there's this sort of tradition, isn't there, that consultants are rather pompous. But anyway, no.
Sir Lancelot Spratt.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, I'm not old enough to remember that, but I was told. But no, I wouldn't go as strongly as that. I would say forthright, yes.
Yes, yes, yeah. So you enjoyed the book?
I did enjoy the book.
And you'd recommend it?
I would recommend it, yes.
But you might not recommend it to anybody who's about to go into hospital.
I would say if you're about to go into hospital, and I won't mention what field of medicine Adam Kay worked in.
Yeah.
But no, I would say if you're going in hospital, you may prefer to leave it unread. Right. Take it in with you, and when you're over the op or whatever, and it's all going swimmingly, then open the book and start to read it.
So where can you get hold of this book, and what sort of price is it?
Yeah, well, it's round about £5. Uh-huh. Amazon, Waterstones, WH, the usual places.
Yeah.
Paperback, you know, available, and I believe it's on Kindle as well. Yeah, Kindle as well.
Good stuff.
So, yes, you know, whether it, I'd say a good holiday read, like I normally do, yes. Probably not.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, you know.
Not a holiday read.
Maybe not, but it certainly makes you think very deep. If you like light reading on holiday, then no, because I think it definitely gives you food for thought. It made me think about quite a lot and how the government actually have treated, no, I'm not talking about our present government, but over the years,
yes, yes.
How the government have treated junior doctors.
Yes, yes.
I mean, do you remember a few years ago, there was a lot of talk about making them less hours, bringing down these horrific hours that they work.
Yeah, which seems potty.
That seems to have sort of gone for a walk.
Right. Fair enough. All right. Thank you very much indeed for that. Have you decided on your choice for next month?
Yes. And now I'm going to mention the words holiday read. Well, it wouldn't be me without that, would it? The book I selected for next time is called Picture This.
Picture This.
Picture This. And it's England's 100 Best Views.
Oh,
and it's
really?
Written by someone called Simon Jenkins.
That's not the Simon Jenkins that we often see on TV, is it? Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, right, right.
Yes, it has appeared on TV.
Is it actually then largely a picture book rather than...
Well, it is, but he also gives text... you know, there's texts because there's explanations of the history and the story and the legends and the myths behind these different views. And I think for me, it's a book that reminds us again that for all its faults, we live in a beautiful country.
We do indeed. All right. Amen to that. Thank you very much indeed.